Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for the final game of this three-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Harrisburg Senators. Big news today in RVA, the final four participants in the Celebrity Home Run Derby that's coming during All-Star Week, July 7th through the 10th, announced today. One of them, Will Clark, he joins us now on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. Will, thanks for joining us. You excited for the Home Run Derby? Now less than a month away.
Parney had asked me to do it about a month ago, and you know, I knew that I'd be out this way, so I said, "Yeah, we'll go ahead and participate." It's for you know, the All-Star Week, and there's a lot of festivities around here, so that just adds a little bit more intrigue to it.
So not only are you going to be participating in the Celebrity Home Run Derby itself, the hitting contest, the spectacle that it's going to be here on July 9th, but you're also going to be an on-field host for this event. Have you ever done something like that before?
I have not. So it ought to be something interesting. I'm just going to take Parney's lead with it. But, you know, look, the best part about this is go out there, have fun, enjoy it. You know, this is something that I did for a living. But some of these other celebrities, you know, they're probably going to be feeling their way around out there, and just try to make them at ease, let them laugh and giggle a little bit, cut up, have some fun.
The Diamond's notoriously a tough place to hit the ball out of the yard. What do you think your chances are in this Home Run Derby?
Well, if I catch one, it'll go. If I don't catch it, it won't go. That's just the way baseball is. But, you know, normally when you do these kind of things, you know, you're not trying to hit the ball out the ballpark with a celebrity. They're probably going to put some targets out there, and you have a chance to hit at the targets or something like that. So, like I said, this is more for fun than anything. I mean, if I had to do this for a living, I'd be practicing a lot more before I came out here. Instead, I'm just going to wing it as we go.
All-Star Week presented by Genworth here in Richmond, Virginia, July 7th through the 10th. The Celebrity Home Run Derby is on July 9th. What are you most looking forward to about those slew of events?
You know, It's a big deal for Richmond. It's a big deal for this organization, you know, having the All-Star game here. And, you know, I've had a chance to, you know, come see the team and follow, you know, our guys, but then also get a chance to see some of the other organizations and their All-Stars and, you know, basically pat them on the back for a hell of a year that they're having.
We're chatting here with Will Clark on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Spent 8 years with the Giants, six-time All-Star at the Major League level. Now you're in a bit of a newer role. Special assistant in terms of player development comes. When you look at these players here in Richmond, what are you focusing on?
Each one of the guys has their own things that they're working on, you know, whether it be hitting, fielding, pitching. And, you know, when I come in and I see these guys, I'm pretty up to date on what they're working on, read all the reports. And so, you know, a lot of times you come in and you basically say the same things that their coaches are saying. You just use different verbiage. And sometimes it sinks in, sometimes it doesn't. And when it doesn't, we just have to get out on the field a little bit more and work a little harder.
Who are some guys that have really impressed you?
You know, I think one that I'm really proud of is Jonah Arenado. He's had to work on a few things over the course of his career, and this is the first year where he's been swinging the bat really well for a consistent period of time, so I've been real proud of that. Jalen Miller started off really hot. He's you know, having a little rough go of things right now, but he came through with a big base hit last night to win the ball game. So, you know, there's a lot of guys that I've been around for 2, 3, 4 years here in the organization, very familiar with them. But then there's some new guys too, you know, the Will Maddoxes and, you know, the Zach Haugens, you know, I mean, those guys like that, you know, I'm trying to figure those guys out while I'm here. And, you know, they're just great teammates and they fit in this organization really well.
When it comes to the game of baseball, a lot of people focus on the physical aspect, the swing, putting the ball in play, but there's also a lot of intricate things that happen. And something that you are well known for is your ability to recognize little things that were happening on the field. A lot of people might not know this, but the reason why pitchers talk into their gloves nowadays, as legend goes, is because you noticed Greg Maddux was going to throw you a fastball high and inside, and then you hit a grand slam off him. Where does that come from?
You know, we were always born and raised, you know, pay attention to details. And this is before, you know, the advent of videotape. So, you know, you had to really pay attention to what went on the field and not only know your job, but also know everybody else's job so that you knew where people were, they were in the right position. If they weren't in the right position, you called them out on it, you know, that kind of thing. And so you take that into your instructing now. And so there's a lot of things that go on the field where guys are out of position or guys throw it to a wrong base, something like that, and you have to point it out and say, look, this is why you threw to the wrong base. This is why we want you to throw over here. And, you know, I think the kids are pretty receptive to it because, you know, you give them a reason as to why, and they understand that, hey, look, you know, he's trying to help me out here, and he's trying to make sure I get to the next level.
So an example of that from last night's game, whether it be defensive positioning or pitch selection, something that the pitcher is doing, what's something that you noticed maybe last night that you were talking to the guys in the dugout about?
So last night, you know, you got a guy who's a fairly straight fastball, you know, 90, 92 miles an hour, which, you know, these guys face on an everyday basis. When you have a guy that throws a straight fastball, he likes to work the top of the zone so he can get a lot of fly ball outs and swing and misses. And so that's what we had happening last night. So we were preaching, you know, make the ball get down in the zone, make the ball get down in the zone. And, you know, wound up Jalen Miller there in the 10th inning, got a ball down in the zone, was able to get, you know, a base hit. So, you know, those are the in-game adjustments that you make. But it's also an observation thing. It's like, hey, look, you know, if this guy's throwing a lot of high fastballs, we need to lay off of it. Because if we lay off of it, you know, we'll get the count in our favor, 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, and then we'll be able to do a better job of hitting.
Will Clark joining us in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. First pitch at 6:35 tonight between the Flying Squirrels and the Harrisburg Senators. I want to wind the clock back a little bit to the mid-1980s, your college days at Mississippi State, College World Series in Omaha right around the corner. What are some of your fondest memories from that 1985 season?
Well, I mean, you know, we just had a phenomenal season. We made it to the College World Series, and we had beat Oklahoma State the first game. The second game, we were playing Arkansas. And it was also the day I got drafted. I got drafted that morning with the number 2 pick overall. And then that afternoon I went out and I was 3-for-4 with a homer and 4 RBIs and helped us beat Arkansas. So that was a pretty special day being in the College World Series. But on top of that was just the fact that, you know, we had worked so hard for years and we were so close to being in the College World Series to 1985, we were actually there.
Where does that day rank among your best professionally?
You know, professionally, I've had other days, but as far as college it goes, that was pretty awesome. I mean, you know, you don't sit there and say, all right, I'm going to get drafted and I'm going to hit a homer and drive in a bunch of runs, you know, in the same day in the College World Series. So that was pretty special. It's a day you're never going to forget, and especially because, you know, you got drafted that day as well.
And now you've got a chance to watch your Bulldogs in the College World Series again this year. The Oma Dogs, as I'm told they're called, are headed back to Omaha. What's the scouting report on them?
Well, you know, they finished third last year in the College World Series. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, people were, like, overlooking them this year in the SEC. And they wound up having a real good SEC season. They got swept by Arkansas, and they lost to LSU 2 out of 3. But other than that, they won every series. And so they played very consistent throughout the whole SEC. And they won the regional. They won the super regional against Stanford. And they're back in the College World Series. So, you know, I know that, you know, they like I said, they finished in third place last year. I know that they want to win it all. So we'll see if they can't get hot at the right time and figure out a way to do it.
All right, Will, thanks so much. We're looking forward to having you on July 9th for the Celebrity Home Run Derby the whole week here in RVA. Pun intended, I'm sure it's going to be a thrill.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. But, you know, for all the fans out there, you know, come on out, support the Flying Squirrels, and also enjoy the All-Star festivities because we're going to let it fly.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch between Richmond and Harrisburg on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now 105.1 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.